Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. My next guest is truly an icon. From 1967 to 1978, Saturday nights at 10 p.m. meant only one thing, the Carol Burnett Show. Her new book, In Such Good Company, 11 Years of Laughter, Mayhem, and Fun in the Sandbox, is now available. She has been awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor, and is a Kennedy Center honoree. It is quite an honor to be able to say hello to Carol Burnett. Carol, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ed. How are you today?
I am fine. This is quite a thrill to have you on. I know so many people, including myself, who cannot wait to read this book. Tell me a little about it.
Well, actually, I worked on it close to 2 years because I'd been asked by other writers and so forth to say, they would call or write me a letter and say, we would love to do a history of your show. You know, and so, and I, since I write, I thought, well, you know what? And I was getting this quite often, and I thought, no, I'm going to write it, you know, because I was there.
Sure.
And so that's why I did it. And it's kind of an homage to that era of variety shows. And so I had a lot of fun. I watched, oh my goodness, all 276 of our shows.
Wow.
Not each hour, but I did fast forward through some of the sketches that I remembered, and I fast forwarded through a lot of the musical numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to jar my memory about some sketches that, you know, I had forgotten, and some that were really very funny, and some that were not very funny, you know. And it just brought back a lot of a wealth of memories, and then I wanted to write about, put in the book some of my favorite questions, you know, and answers that
sure.
We had on my show, anecdotes about several of the guest stars, explaining about some of my favorite sketches, excuse me, and how they came about, the movie parodies,
mm-hmm.
and how the family was born, you know, Eunice and
sure.
Ed and Mama, and all that, so it's all in there.
Let's go back to 1966. That you first pitched the show to CBS. Now, back then,
yes.
you didn't have women headlining variety shows. What did CBS
no.
say when you first pitched them the idea for the show?
Well, actually, I didn't pitch it. What happened was, when I was on the Gary Moore show, CBS came to me with I wanted to put me under a 10-year contract. And I said, great, you know, which would mean they would pay me a decent amount of money every year to do one special and maybe two guest shots on their sitcoms. But then there was a caveat in the first 5 years that I had some kind of a swell agent who said, if Carol wants to do a one-hour variety show, all she would have to do is push the button and CBS would have to put it on for 31-hour shows.
Wow.
So, yeah. And so I thought, oh, I'll never want to. I don't think I could host a show. I didn't think that I would ever want to do that. Well, the 5 years was almost up, and my husband and I looked at each other. And we said, you know what? Let's push that button.
You had a smart agent.
Week.
Wow. I mean, that's an amazing
sure
clause to have in a contract. Look at that.
I don't think anybody ever had it before, and certainly not since.
Right.
And so CBS, so I called them. It was the last week of 66. And I called New York and talked to one of the vice presidents, CBS, and I said, hi, I'm going to push that button. And they had totally forgotten. What button? And I said, you know, where I get to do 30 well, I think they got a lot of lawyers out of Christmas parties
yeah.
that night. And he called back the next day, and he said, oh, yeah, well, I can see, yeah, I see that in the contract. Look, Carol, variety is a man's game. It's Sid Caesar, it's Milton Berle, it's Jackie Gleason, now it's Dean Martin. We've got this great sitcom we'd love you to do. It's a half hour called Here's Agnes. And I said, I don't want to be Agnes every
yeah.
week. I want to be different characters. That's what I learned to do on the Gary Moore show. And, you know, and have music and guest stars and a rep company
mm-hmm.
and so forth. So they had to put us on the air, and they really had no faith in us.
And all of a sudden,
yeah.
those executives that decided, that, hey, you know what, she pushed the button, we have to do it, they look like geniuses after 11 years. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they were, you know, I have to give them credit, because after we were on about 3 or 4 weeks and we were doing well, they called. They said, you know, you were right, and we're very happy that you're doing this. And they supported us for all this time, you know, all 11 mm-hmm. years.
The show ran on CBS when I was between the ages of 0 through 11. And what I always thought was... So I started right with you. See that literally. What I always thought was special about watching your show, and the way it is now with the DVDs, kids can watch with their parents, their grandparents. Everyone laughs together. Everyone gets it. There's nothing wrong with big belly laughs, especially when families can laugh together.
I agree. And, you know, when we were on, that Saturday night was amazing because it was all in the family, MASH, Mary Tyler Moore, Bob Newhart, and us. And it was before, you know, you could record anything. So it was really appointment television. And what I'm thrilled about today is that because of Time Life issuing the DVDs of the full show and the fact that I have a YouTube channel, mm-hmm. where, you know, we're showing some of the best sketches, I'm getting fan mail from 9-year-olds.
That's incredible.
And teenagers and people in their 20s and everything because, well, you know, somebody said, how do you explain that? And my answer is, funny is funny.
Yeah.
I dare anybody to watch Tim and Harvey in the dentist sketch. It should go in the time capsule because it's just one of the funniest things, and it holds up, and it's over 40 years ago they did it.
Yes, and to prove that point, as I was preparing for this interview this weekend, and my 13-year-old son comes in, Dad, what are you watching? I'm watching the dentist sketch. He sat down. I've never seen him laugh as much as he did. This show is timeless, and it goes from generation to generation.
That's right. And I think, you know, it's a blessing. We didn't really start out thinking that it would be the little Energizer bunny that it's become. We didn't make it timely. In other words, we didn't say, okay, what happened this week in the news, and we're going to do a takeoff on it. So that everything holds up pretty much. I mean, we sometimes did something that, you know, was current. But most of the time, it was all about just being funny for funny's sake, as opposed to being edgy or totally satirical.
Like I mentioned before, there's nothing wrong with a good belly laugh. I think sometimes nowadays, people try to be too edgy or too topical.
I couldn't agree more. You know, I'm not a prude by any stretch of the imagination, but I find that some of it is so edgy, and they want to be... I don't know, blue, you know, so I remember Carl Reiner said something about, okay, I don't mind blue material, you know, if it's as funny as what we used to do when it wasn't blue.
Yeah.
If it's just being blue for blue's sake, you know, and just to say, oh, aren't we, it's just not clever. I guess what I miss is cleverness.
It's lazy.
You know,
when
you look at All in the Family, I mean, that was brilliant writing.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Mary's show, Dick Van Dyke, brilliant writing without stooping to be edgy.
Right, exactly. Now, on the show, you had on a tremendous number of guest stars as well. As you look back, who was your, oh my God, I actually got to work with so-and-so person. Who was that one person that you think of?
there are more than one. Bing Crosby, Rita Hayworth. I mean, these are all names that your kids wouldn't know, but I grew up, you know, going to the movies and seeing these icons,
sure.
these movie stars. Lana Turner, Betty Grable, even Gloria Swanson, who was a major, you know. People like that blew me away, you know, to be able to say, and to sing, get this, with Ella Fitzgerald. With Ray Charles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can go on and on and on. It was just such a thrill for me because I was a real movie nut when I was a kid growing up. So to have these people come on my show and get in the sandbox with me was absolutely thrilling.
And now when people ask me my oh my God moment, I can tell them it's the day I had Carol Burnett on my show. So this has been quite a thrill. Once again, the new book, In Such Good Company, 11 Years of Laughter, Mayhem, and Fun in the Sandbox, is available. It also makes a great gift for anyone you know who enjoyed or continues to enjoy The Carol Burnett Show. This has been such an incredible treat. Carol Burnett, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you, darling.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
And there she goes. And I'm not afraid to say this. I'm pinching myself right now. That is one of the icons of entertainment. My God, growing up in the 70s, I was a child of the 70s, a teenager of the 80s. Saturday nights, 10 o'clock, you did one thing. You watched Carol Burnett. Brilliant comedy. Harvey Korman, Tim Conway, Vicki Lawrence, early years, Lyle Waggoner, the guest stars, the things they did, the sketches, the big musical numbers. And it is amazing to be able to talk to her now and kind of go back to some of that. If you're a person of my age, that show was part of the soundtrack and part of the weekends of your childhood growing up. So I'm not afraid to say it. That was just so friggin' cool to have her on this show. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.